We're at last moments of Tisha B'Av. We say in the kinnis of our culture called the kayits. Adayin lo inashonu. Still haven't been. Yeshua still hasn't come. Another year passed by. From Chuv Mes HaMikdash. Another Tisha B'Av. Almost passed by, and we're still waiting for that Yeshua Hashem Karefayin. We're still mamim and munish lemer. It could happen at any moment. But over kotzi kolor kaitz v'adayin lo yishanu. What does it mean for us? I just want to elaborate a few minutes. The small shtickle in the Bifyankiv. And Tiankiv HaKoylam, Tisha B'Av, brings down the Zohar HaKadosh. Zohar HaKadosh speaks about a place in this world that the Malach HaMoavos is not Shoylet over there. A certain place in this world that the Malach HaMoavos isn't Shoylet. People didn't die in the city. The Zohar HaKadosh writes clearly that everyone there eventually passed away, but not in the city. They left, and that's where they passed away. The Zohar HaKadosh, from Parsha Truma, the Zohar HaKadosh asks, what's the reason why people over there didn't pass away? Why no one died over there, this makom, this place? Can't be because this was a certain spot that the Malach HaMoavos had no shlita. It was under the shlita of the Ribbono Shel Olam, not under the shlita of anyone else. Because Eretz HaKadosh, Eretz Yisrael, is also not under the shlita of any Malach. Only under the sleet of the Rabbi Shloim Mechavoyd of Atzmoy Vasal became. People die in Eretz Yisrael. People are nifted. The Zohar HaKadosh is Mazbeh. Because the Rabbi Shloim, when he created the world, he created it with Oisius. And by the Ois Yud, the Rabbi Shloim said, die. Enough. It's time be Yud. The Zohar HaKadosh writes, the Ois Tes remained hanging without any specific destination and remained hanging on this place, and that's where the Ois Tes is hanging out the Yoim. This place is where the Ois Tes is hanging in the world. The Ois Tes is the symbol of Chaim, the symbol of life. That's the Ois Tes. Chodesh Av, Chodesh Menachem Av, brought down the Sefer Yetzirah. The Rosh Hashanah is Mamlech. Every month has another Ois Tes, the Melech in that month. The Chodesh Menachem Av, Himlech Ois Tes. The Rosh Hashanah is Mamlech Ois Tes. It's Yankiv, and the Koydel over the shtickle before that, and the Chodesh Menachem Av speaks about, the end of the shtickle speaks about this concept of Ois Tes as well. The Ois Tes is Meramez on Chaim. It's a place, it's Ein Shom Misa, it's Chaim. It's life. Life, Meir Shaloich is Marachiv, Tzachedik Sheni, and Parshas Devarim. He brings over there, and he says that the Churban happened in Chodesh Av. Why did the Churban make Hamikdash in Chodesh Av? Because it's always Tes, and Tes of Chaim, specifically Tisha B'Av. Test of Tess. Like Basyanka says, that the Iker Koyach of the Chodesh is on the ice of that Chodesh, which is Tess B'Av, the Chodesh Achi, it's always Tess on the ninth day. So the Iker Koyach of Tisha B'Av, it's a Koyach of Chaim, of life. V'Hoydeh Zokti Meshulayach, Shadvorov Choyim V'Kayomim, the words of the Rebbe Shlomo, Choyim V'Kayomim, are eternal, they're alive and eternal. Lenifzak haKedusha mimakom haMikdash, the Kedusha has never left the Makom haMikdash. Hashem Yisbach Shoychem Mekvius B'Toych Yisrael LaShpiel Am Divrei Torah. The Baruch Shem Shoychem Mekvius within Klal Yisrael. Shoychem B'Toych Kolach V'Yachad. The Baruch Shem Shoychem each and every single one. Klal Yisrael. The Agam Divrei Shemik. We don't have the Makom Hashoros Hashchina. The Divrei Shemikdash itself, but we have the Hashoros Hashchina. Sign the Makom haMikdash. Sign and within every single yid, it has the neshama. Chilek lekami mal. He has a mokum of ashrei zashchin. Levavi mishkan nevne. He has a mokum of ashrei zashchin. The Baruch Shleim was a mesamel. He is the symbol of Chodesh Menachem Av. The symbol of chaim of life, which the chayde it would seem to be hepech chaim. Churban. The avu became it's chaim. Always test is chaim. Tzadik HaKohen writes many, many places that the first time that Ois is brought down in the Torah is where it defines what that Ois is all about. And the first time Ois test is brought down in the Torah is by the word Toiv, which defines that the Ois test is a symbol of Toiv. Toiv Hashem, the Oilam Chastoi. The Rebbe Yishlam is good, Chesed is the Oilam, it's eternal. The Adar Vodor Yamunofi. And Muna, so generation upon generation, like we spoke previously. Hagid b'loy k'chazdech alam nafch b'aleilo is chesed, is when it's clear. The moon is when there's a lack of clarity. The choyshech. K'toyv Hashem l'oylem chazdoi. But not only when there's chesed, v'adoy v'doy amunosoi. Even when it's b'china v'emuna. It's b'china v'gam ki yeilach v'geis al moves, v'yidu ro ki yati imodi. Moshlam is with us. And that's the choyshech of Chodesh Menachemov. The choyshech seems to be a month of chashchus, a month of darkness, a month of hepech achayim. The Moshlam names Ois Tess. Toiv, Kitoiv Hashem, even when it's a matzav of emuna, a matzav of we have to, you have to feast on emuna, you have to live off emuna, after beginning the Baruch Shloilom, deep down everything is toiv and everything is chesed Hashem, the oilom v'ad oilom, everything is chesed Hashem. And that's what the churban happened on this specific day, in the ninth month, on the ninth day. That's what the churban happened on that day. And tomorrow the gezach, that we have to understand that at the same moment where we were misabel achum es hamikdash, that avelus kufa is supposed to bring us to a kesher to emuna, a chizik in emuna in the Rebbeinu Shloilom. The avelus that we have, kol misabel al yishlam zeichav reivus simchasa, we mentioned, we spoke about it slightly last time we spoke about the 3 weeks. But the Mesabal on Yishlaim Zerichav Reiv and Simchos, because the Avedus on Yishlaim is Bekashi to Yishlaim. When you're Mesabal on Yishlaim, it brings you close to the Yishlaim and HaKadosh, close to Ashur HaShchina. It brings you closer to Ashur HaShchina to within you. Because when you're Mesabal on Yishlaim, you're focusing and internalizing and connecting with this concept that there's an Ois test, there's a Tisha B'Av, there's an Ois test, Shebet test. And it means that the Rebbeinu Shloilom Lo Nifsak. Nothing stopped. The Kedusha is still there. The Ashrei Shechina is still there within every single Yid. When we connect with that, when we stop with that, that person brings the Gula closer to the Simchas Hashem and Simchas Yishalayim. See, it's a Moshe, it's called a Mesabal Maleo. The Zerich to Simcha. Chodesh Tess, not only Chodesh Tess, Tammuz and off. We know that Yud Beis Chadosh and Machneged Midas Rachmim. Yud Gimel, but Yud Beis, first Yud Beis, and then Midas Rachmim. And it comes out in the Seder of the Midas Rachmim that Chodesh Tammuz and off Machneged Racham Vachanum. Tammuz and off is the Chadoshim of Churban, of destruction, of so much lack of clarity, so much Hetach of Chasod and Mechayre. The Meshaloyach, the word from the Meshaloyach is brought down by Talmud of his. Mordorov, he wrote a sefer, Ezra's Kehanim, and in the Joshua of Ezra's Kehanim, he brings down the years from the Zerebet Meir Shloich, the Talmud of Meir Shloich, and the very one who went to Beth Yankiv. Shri Yosef HaKoyin, his name was HaKoyin Muflik. And he brings down from the Zerebet, and he writes that it would seem to be Hepech of Chanav Arach. And over here we see L'Choyre, that's Racham Machanon. Thomas knows these Chadosh and Dafka Racham Machanon. How does that work? How does that come out? How do we understand that? But this L'Choy the Hezbo, the Mashmach right over here, Hezbo is because it's Toif. The Churban itself brought about a certain lack of clarity, but it brought about a certain clarity to Yidden. That there's Ashur is Ashchina. There's no Mokam to turn to. You have to turn to the Shchina that's within. I brought the Pnimius and the Yidin. Ashrei that lies between every single Yid. And וחובון לתקופה היו, ורחמם גמורים וחנין הגדולו לישראל את הלוש נראית, בכל זה חורבן עצוב, עמד את פושט, פושט החורבן ברבת, אבשתו מחלה הפוסוי, על עצם אבונים, took it out and ate some avonim, left Eden alive. But more than that, we learned to focus on the Ashrei Zashchim that lies within. And when we focus on that, we're able to focus on Geulah. We're able to build. We're able to connect with the Shechin HaKadosh. We're able to connect with Simchas Yishlayim, when Mashiach is going to come. So what's our Avelis? Our Avelis, in these moments, especially second half of Tisha B'Av, when things change over to to peacefully Yeshua, the top of the Geula. It's because the second half of Tisha B'Av specifically, the whole Tisha B'Av, specifically the second half, there's a little less of the Hilchas Avedis, certain Nekudis, because the second half of Tisha B'Av, Mashiach was Noilat, spoke about it last time. It's really the beginning of the process of Geula then, but it's when we focus on the Emun and Riyas HaMashiach. It's when we focus on the Imam and when it's Lema, the Alpha Bishi is Mamea, Mikol Zachakal, Mikol Yem Shiyavoy. That's what we focus on. That's the Avedas that we have, is the Avedas that we focus on what happened, and we have the Ashurah Zashchina now, and we focus on the Ashurah Zashchina to build. Kedushas Yishalayim, Mikol Zachakal, Mikol Yem Shiyavoy, Alpha Bishi is Mamea. And that's the Chizik and Emunah, that's the Adoy Vedoy Amunosa, and Hagid Vavoy Kichazach, and Amunosa Kabalaylas. That's our chizik that we have. So attacking kol hakotiv, ov hakotiv, kol hakai, hadayim neshanu. And that's what we have to strengthen ourselves in emunah. That's the way we can bring Mashiach tkenu. That's the way we bring Mashiach tkenu. Klal Yisrael light so much Torahs from the Chorban Beis Hamikdash. Torahs haklal, Torahs haprat. But after Pekain, all these Torahs are supposed to bring a chizik in emunah. Supposed to bring us close to Jemar Yisrael. I heard from Isaiah that Chorban Bracha many, many times, the Rebbe Zatzal. If it wasn't built, it was destroyed in your days, in their days. In between, there's a huge, vast space in between. Let's say you didn't build it, but it didn't mean you destroyed it. It could be you were passive, you didn't do anything. He said, if a person doesn't build towards the Beis HaMikdash, he's passive. He has no Gefil, no harkosha, no isoyrus, the binyan beis hamikdash, no isoyrus in amun and bias mashiach. Adishus is called in Lashon HaKodesh. Adishus, he's adish, he's passive. Everything is good. He doesn't think about it, doesn't do anything to it, doesn't do it, doesn't bother him, doesn't move him at all. Koldosh loy nivna beis hamikdash b'yomov. It's a loy nivna. You didn't do anything towards it. Doesn't move you, doesn't touch you well. Life is good the way it is. You know, Mashiach will come when I'm 90 years old, you know, before the end of my life. Then we'll worry about Mashiach should come then, because then I know, why not? Nothing else to look forward to then. But then, now let me live my life. We have to shake and uproot things. Kol Dor Shlo Nivda B'Yomov, it's Kilo Nechav, that's the biggest chorb, it's Kilo Nechav B'Yomov. Not only because you didn't participate in Binyan B'Yomov, because that's the biggest chorb. That's perpetuating the chorb, that's the biggest chorb. The biggest chorb is that you have no kefil, you have no hergish. You lost your emotion to what it means. Ashur is Ashkenah Beis Hamikdash. You lost your emotion, what it means. Emunah and Beis Hamashiach. If you lost your kefil, you lost your hergish. That's the biggest churban. Kilo nechav b'yamov. Because deep down, there's supposed to be some sort of kesh, some sort of chibul with Beis Hamashiach and Beis Hamikdash. Because there's Ashur is Ashkenah lies within. That's what happened by the churban. Ashur is Ashkenah b'levavi. In the person's heart, and if you're not connected with that, you don't have a shaykh to that. Then your mom is, that's the biggest chorban possible. Your mom's living chorban. You're living a life of chorban, not a life of tzibit l'geula, not a life of b'yas l'mashiach, of emun and b'yas l'mashiach. Kol dorz l'nivne b'yas l'mashiach v'yom, k'in nechrav v'yomov. Your mom is mamshach the chorban, you make the chorban greater and greater. We have to focus and learn, and it should bother us. We should do something for it. We should build. We should build with it. That's what we spoke last time. We should build. Azoyd betimo. Bizarch tibrini yiktsoyru. It's a live with doy vadoy munosoy. Kitoy vashem liolam chastoy. Eventually, we'll be zoych to liolam chastoy. We'll be chast Hashem klor. We'll clear chast Hashem. Liolam adoylam adireyos. That's kilu nechav yamov. To say all the tzedek. It's the pasuk of the kashtam Hashem. It's Hashem on the kecho. מצב, כי זה ישד מחלבה וחלכם להפשך. You search for the Rebbeinu Shloilom, and you'll find him. You cast him ashamu matzasa. The person looks, you don't find a metziah. When you look, you find something, it's not a metziah. Metziah means when you chance about, when you chance on something. You happen to bump into something. What's the lotion of a kashtum or matzasa? No. When a person looks for something, that means you pesach, peschul dipefach, yechudish al-machat, you began to do something, then a matzasa, then already you'll get way more than what you looked for. You got the matzasa, the same thing. You gear, you find a metziah. If you work for something, you don't find a metziah. Find a metziah. You got to, so you succeeded. You don't find a metziah. But you get way more than the yigi that you put in. It's a metziah because you get mail, the Baruch Hashem gives you way more than what you even bargained for. We have to do ours. We have to do the Baseach Chudish al Machat. We have to find, connect with Tashurat Hashem that lies within. Be mechazik ourselves and others. And the moon and beis HaMashiach. To live with Geula, to live with Ashrayat Hashchina, and that brings you back to Geula Shleima. That brings us closer to the Rebbeinu Shloilom and brings us closer. It's Nivne Beis Hamikdash B'Yamlof. It's not Chav Shom Faket, like Kodosh, like Nivne Beis Hamikdash. It's Nivne. We're building, we're contributing, we're doing the opposite of what Chorban is. We're living with the Ois Tess. We're living with Chayim. We're living with the Hebech HaChorban. Im Chodesh Tamaz Lov. The Rebbeinu Shloilom Helfen Shemizoyche that this year ready for Shemizoyche to be in Beis Hamikdash, be as HaMashiach, and to be able to be Zoyche to strengthen ourselves in Chizik, in Amunah, in the Adoy V'Adoy Amunosoy, who Shemizoyche, Kitoy V'Hashem Ni'olam Chazim, Shemizoyche to the clarity of all our days, Hashem Kamayim Li'am HaChazim, the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, the Meheda V'Yemenu, Amen.
Amen. Shkoyach.